This home is ours.
Mama?
Hello and welcome to Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, the premier and flagship podcast of LRM Online. I'm your host, Brandon Jones, and this is a special weekend edition of Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast. So I had an opportunity to sit with the cast and creator of Amazon's Them, and I've been sitting on this interview for a while. When the discussion with the cast and creator began, I had only seen the first four episodes of the show. And while I found it gripping, it was really the fifth episode that I saw after the series premiered that left me feeling some kind of way about the show. And it's honestly taken me this long to grapple with some of it. During the interview with them creator Little Marvin, Shrenna Williams from Pay or Wait focused on this during the discussion. She gave voice to probably what was my biggest concern about the show.
But I want to know, how do you balance that from a writing standpoint to make sure that you're not exploiting, you know, the dangers that Black people face in society?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, as it relates to the writing of this piece, I can assure you that there was never a point in our writer's room or in the experience of writing the show where a decision was made purely for the sake of being provocative. We never had the intention, how can we be provocative? How can we be controversial? How can we be hot button? The only questions we asked ourselves were, is it true? And does it scare us? And usually what we found is the most true thing was the thing that scared us the most, right? So we focused on truth and let it lead from there. The fact is also that horror and true horror, like the movies that I was referencing from the past, they grapple with trauma. I mean, I think about a film like The Exorcist. I think it's one of the best films, not just horror films, but films of all time. And it's grappling with issues of faith. It's grappling with issues of interpersonal dynamics between a mother and her daughter. And Carrie, another movie that was referenced, traffics in sort of traumatic or triggering sort of episodes, because that is what horror does, right? It goes down to the subconscious, down to the id, and it allows us to kind of roil around in the things that we're not saying. So that was always the focus. It was never like, you know, trying to be provocative.
It isn't just the fact that Them finds itself in an unfortunate nexus of depicting Black suffering on screen. It's the fact that it has it in abundance. Stars such as Black-ish's Marsai Martin and media have spoken out against what is becoming a growing trend in Hollywood. So Roxane Gay from Vulture said it better than I. She said, "I'm worn out by slavery and struggle narratives. I'm worn out by broken Black bodies and the broken Black spirit somehow persevering in the face of overwhelming and impossible circumstances. There seems to be so little room at the Hollywood table for Black movies that to earn a seat, Black movies have to fit a very specific narrative. Filmmakers take note of this and keep giving Hollywood exactly what it wants. Hollywood showers these struggle narratives with the highly coveted critical acclaim. It is not that slavery and struggle narratives shouldn't be shared, but these narratives are not enough anymore."
I've been a huge fan of 1960s and 70s horror since I was a kid. Those movies you mentioned, The Exorcist, The Shining, all of those movies are massive inspirations to me. And the thing about that is folks who look like us never populated the centers of those movies. So since I was a kid, I was like, one day, like, it's going to be a Black family, and stuck to it. And so here we are. But thank you for noticing that. I appreciate it.
And so while I can appreciate Little's appreciation for those horror films such as Carrie or Exorcist, those films that served as inspiration for some of what we see on a screen in Them, I'm unaware of any mainstream horror film that depicts rape, murder, and racial issues in the same way, such a brutal way. And I think that's where I break with his view on the material. Those horror films were a form of escapism that primarily dealt with the fantastical, whereas with Them, the fantastical elements only serve as a backdrop to the true horror depicted on screen, which is the trauma inflicted upon the Black family by their white neighbors. And what's depicted on screen is just, it's all too real. Overall, it left me unsure of who I would recommend this to, which is a shame because it's buoyed by great performances and it's crafted really well.
One of the scenes that struck me very much was the scene between Deborah and Melody. And it was a scene where Melody is talking about what she sees in the basement. And what I loved about that scene was the fact that Lucky believed her. And so my question for Deborah or Little was that important for you all to show that relationship between a mother and daughter, where the daughter can speak her truth to her mother and her mother believes her?
I was going to say that for me, that was a very touching scene, because I think that there is a problem with women being believed, especially Black women being believed when they experience any kind of violation. And so for me, that scene held that weight of just looking into her little eyes and just saying, I believe you. If no one else believes you, I know that you're telling the truth. I believe you. It definitely held that weight for me.
Horror movies often happen to people because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. The horror that happens on the screen in them is because the protagonists are Black and for no other reason. And there's no escapism to be found in realizing that you're trapped in your own skin. That's it. If you like what you heard, do all the socials. Like, rate, comment, share, subscribe. We definitely appreciate it. Also, LRM has a Discord, so go check it out. Go hang out with the nerds from LRM online. Strike up a conversation. It will be a great time. Also, LRM online has other great podcasts and articles for you to check out. So go to the website and do just that. You can find me tweeting about everything and nothing at Sir Jones Ace on Twitter. And you can, of course, find me right here on Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast. Folks, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next one. Hasta lasagna.